Darkness Be My Friend, written by John Marsden and read by Susie Doherty.
I didn't want to go back. That sounds pretty casual, doesn't it? Like saying, I don't want to go to the movie. I think I'll give that party the flick. I don't feel like it today. Just one of those comments you make. But the truth is, I felt so sick at the thought of going back that my insides liquefied. I felt like my guts would pour out of me until my stomach caved in. I could even picture it, my ribs touching my backbone. But my insides didn't pour out. After they told us what they wanted, I'd go and sit on the dunny, but nothing happened. Sitting there holding myself, wondering if I'd ever feel good again. And it was because my life was at stake. My life. I thought there should be a long time to think about that. A lot of careful thinking, a lot of discussion. Everyone giving their opinions, heaps of counselling and stuff. Then me going away and spending weeks weighing up the options. But it wasn't like that. They pretended there was a choice. But they were just, you know, doing it to make me feel good. And okay, maybe the truth is there couldn't be a choice, because the whole thing was too important. But I didn't want to know about that. I wanted to scream at them. Listen to me, will you? I don't care about your big plans. I just want to hide under the bed and wait until the war's over, all right? That's all I want. End of story. And I wanted someone, anyone, to acknowledge that I was being asked to put my life on the line. That what they wanted me to do was enormous, gigantic, ginormous. Life, to be sure, is nothing much to lose. But young men think it is. And we were young. That's from a poem a World War I guy wrote. A teacher in Dunedin gave it to me. And okay, I'm a young woman, not a young man. But I still don't want to lose my life. I don't know much about anything, but I do know that. So there I was, wanting weeks to think, to concentrate, to feel, to get used to the idea of going back, to get ready. Wanting weeks and getting days, 5 days to be exact. 5 days between Colonel Finlay asking us and our arriving at the airfield.